You're listening to SBS News.
Refugee advocates say the federal government has been quietly moving asylum seeker families from Nauru to Adelaide. And SBS understands as many as a dozen people have been taken to hospital there since September. Questions were raised on Monday night after a Nauru Airlines plane flew into Adelaide. The airline, which usually only flies to Adelaide on contract for the Department of Home Affairs, is now believed to have been transporting asylum seeker families from Nauru to Australia. Up to seven families have reportedly been brought to Australia over the past 2 weeks. Refugee Action Coalition spokesman Ian Rintoul says it is a new approach by the government.
They are family units that are being transferred. I mean, that's one of the things which has changed in terms of the government's attitude. Previously, they were quite willing to separate families and to break up families between Nauru and Australia, but recently we've been getting family units moved together.
Mr. Rintoul says the government has decided to move the children because many are facing worsening mental and physical health problems.
Most of the children are being brought for mental health reasons, but there are some others that are being brought because they have very protracted and chronic physical issues which haven't been dealt with on Nauru and can't be dealt with, you know, on Nauru.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been under increasing pressure from parliamentary colleagues and the public to remove asylum seeker children from Nauru. He says the government has been conducting the process discreetly.
I mean, in the last 9 weeks, the number of children on Nauru was halved. So we've been getting about this quietly. We haven't been showboating about it. We've just been getting on and dealing with these issues in the appropriate way, in accordance with our policies that not only have reduced the number of children on Nauru, but has ensured that no children are going to Nauru.
Advocacy groups say 38 asylum seeker children are still on Nauru. They claim 79 have been evacuated since August, when the Kids Off Nauru campaign began in Australia. The Prime Minister insists those children still on the small Pacific island are not in detention, but rather with their families in the community.
There are no children in Nauru living in detention. They live in the community like Nauruan children do. Nauruan children live on Nauru. Children live on Nauru.
While critics, including Australian doctors and lawyers, say the children on the island are being mistreated, the government insists this is not true. Assistant Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Anne Rustin, echoes the Prime Minister's sentiments, saying asylum seekers on Nauru have access to adequate services.
Service providers are contracted to provide age-appropriate health, education, recreation and cultural services to these people.
She says the government is still negotiating with the United States over a resettlement deal and will not back down on its tough border control.
What we can't do is go back to the bad old days, where people smuggling syndicates opened up pipelines to Australia, resulting in at least 1,200 people dying at sea. And that's the ones that we know about.
But Mr. Rintoul says the dozens of people being sent to Adelaide for medical treatment gives a different message. The South Australian government has confirmed about 12 asylum seeker children have received treatment at the Adelaide Women's and Children's Hospital since September. He says that shows medical help in Nauru has been lacking.
It's a recognition that they can't get the proper treatment there, that the medical services are not adequate, that the indefinite detention on Nauru has literally robbed people of their mental faculties in some cases.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.